This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 1st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Yesterday at Whitman Regional Airport, one of the biggest stories happened on the grass. Bob Knoll of Yuma, Arizona, flew to AirVenture with his 17-year-old daughter, Katrina, in his van's RV9A. He was one of 20 builders who had entered to be recognized this year for the 30,000th experimental home-built aircraft registered in the United States. Despite knowing he was in the running, his surprise seemed sincere when he and his plane actually won the distinction. You can read much more detail on this story in text form on aero-news.net. And you can see Bob's beautiful RV soon on Aero TV. I got the chance to talk to Bob and Katrina at their plane on the grass before the RV9A was moved for display on Aero Shell Square.
It took us 12 and a half hours of air time out here. It flies great. It's a very docile plane to fly.
Your dad just built an airplane. Does this amaze you? Are you proud of him?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's quite an accomplishment. We're all very proud, and we're all just very happy that we were able to help and to get it out of the garage.
Well, have you had a chance to ride in it much?
Oh, yeah. I got to fly with him once before I finished my pilot's license, and then I started doing transition training in it, and then all the way to here.
Joe is an accountant by trade and had no prior building experience. He credited EAA Chapter 590 in Yuma for the support and motivation to finish the build, which took 1,500 logged and many more unlogged hours. AAI Acquisition, a U.S. company owned by two Russian private equity firms, bought the assets of former Atom Aircraft Industries off the courthouse steps back in April. The company announced yesterday it's preparing to resume operations. AAI has named former Sino-Swearingen president Jack Braley as president and CEO and says it will resume seeking FAA certification of its A700 very light jet. Headquarters are to remain at Centennial Airport in Englewood, Colorado. Braley was at AirVenture yesterday, where he explained, quote, "We're working diligently to gain certification of the A700 with the goal of getting this jet into production," unquote. He added that the FAA has notified the company that the A700 certification basis has been accepted and testing is back underway. The company expects certification in early 2010. He also confirmed that there are no plans to resume production of the A500 piston twin. If you want to experience a room where there's electricity in the air, one annual opportunity is AirVenture's Meet the Administrator Forum. This year, it was FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill's first time to face an audience of mostly general aviation pilots and explain his agency's agenda. Sturgill noted that while numbers for some areas of general aviation are softening, amateur-built numbers are rising at 4-6% per year. But his news for GA was not all good.
One thing I do want to touch on here, though, while we're talking about it, is some of the safety trends with the home builds. And the trends, unfortunately, are increasing, both in terms of absolute numbers and in rates. So we've got a partnership with Tom and EAA to try and bring these down.
You'll find the entire text of Sturgill's comments at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Two lives are lost when a Lancair Legacy stalls on final to Whitman Regional Airport. The crash of a Hawker kills 7 in Minnesota. And an Eclipse 500 goes down in a Pennsylvania forest, and no one is hurt. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, highlights from Jay Carter Jr.'s press conference discussing the capabilities of the upcoming Carter PAV. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.